Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome, fellow humans born onto the nursery planet Earth. This is your host, T.A., and this is the Why Are We Here on Earth podcast. The reason I started this podcast is to establish a record that people could listen to and hopefully would help point them in the correct direction. Why is this necessary? This is necessary because we are entranced with our own perception of what the world of men alive on the planet Earth consists of. So we have our own concepts about what that is, what it should be, what it will be, and it does not reflect reality. It is entirely subjective because our decision-making matrix is entirely subjective. Once Christian monks discovered what we now term science and put that out into the world, we responded to that in a way that many felt was threatening because it did not adhere to our animal instincts of there should be an alpha authority that all respond to. Those are our animal instincts. And later today, the 96th episode will be published. This will be the 97th. But our animal instincts are what our body attunes us to. But our minds, on the other hand, are not limited to what our body attunes us to. However, that is the thing that is most present in our eyes. We feel our breath. We feel the responses from our body. That is most present for us. Our physical attitude is to look at what is in front of us and to somewhat ignore that which is behind us, unless we feel that something may be approaching us from behind, a threat. And in that case, we try to salt that awareness into our present. Well, it turns out that our spirit, our mind, is able to function not only in the present, but also somewhat into the future, depending on reality, and also somewhat into the past, which we do not do enough of. If we were to look back into the past with the context of the people who recorded the issues that they came up with, and realizing in our present context, not to just assume that our context was the same as theirs, because it is not, but to look at, all right, this is what they recorded in the context that they were in, the amount of education, knowledge, understanding that they had of what was going on. And they testified that this was recorded truly through their eyes at what they were trying to explain to others. And that had been recorded and passed on to us here in the future. In the future, our eyes are set a bit differently. So we have looked back at this, but ineffectively for the most part, because we have failed to take into account the context that it was recorded in and to try and understand what that context was. We can see that it was limited, but we don't understand how. We don't also try to determine, all right, what if they had a better understanding, a clearer understanding of social issues extant in their time within their context, because they had much less in the way. No technological stuff, social stuff from multiple inputs. All their socializing was done within the context of their civilization. And then when it came up against other civilizations, they translated everything from that civilization to their own. And that is where the Bible comes in. The Bible is a history of humanity, but we have not translated it properly. In the book of Daniel, he relates a dream and explains a dream, his dream, of civilizations that grew up and failed. Now, the modern people, looking back at that, tried to give their context of civilizations that they knew of and pass that on as information to their adherents. These are people of a religious stripe who took the Bible and used it as the way professional football leagues use a football, as an object to be used, a game to be played with it, and not understanding that the information locked into that football, which is, in our case, the Bible, is something that is necessary for us to understand and know. To them, it was an object to be passed around, a game to be played, to use that football to accrue power, because people had an awe, if you will, of the information passed on because it had been passed on for so long. And the context was locked in. So it wasn't like a story that changed with the telling and retelling. It was something that was locked down. Now, where did they get the idea to do this? They got it from an individual who was selected for us to be our developer. Now, wait a minute. Who would do that? Genesis 1 relates that a council of elders, not people who were old in body, the way we would think of them, but were wise in spirit, of what there was to know and respond to, this group of individuals selected a person to develop humanity that they felt was uniquely qualified. We don't know why. We have to work to find out why, but it is apparent, or it should be apparent, to everyone who looks at this without an agenda, that this individual was not a human born onto the planet Earth. This individual and their experiences come from outside the envelope of planet Earth. So by today's standards, we would call this individual an alien. We do not know. As a matter of fact, we have information that this person's body did not arrive with them. If they had a body, like we have, that supported their intelligence, their spirit, that which allowed them to record in a matrix, what we call a soul, the experiences that happened to them either before or after they arrived here at Earth, we are unaware of that. We are unaware of the technology that they had in order to bring this person to us, to help develop us. We have indications in the Bible that that technology was far superior to anything that existed on planet Earth and had been developed on planet Earth. And we know this because of the Bible. Genesis 3 indicates that this developer chose to conduct an experiment with what we would call a test tube baby, and named that baby Adam, or first man. He was named that after the fact of his birth, but he was brought into the world as an experiment to see if humans could succeed. Now, in the book of Daniel, we know there were five civilizations, all of which failed before this happened. Religious people, of course, are not aware of this, and they try to figure out civilizations here on Earth that were inspired by and in the neighborhood of the tin users, people who use bronze to make weapons that would allow their civilizations to grow from family to locale to tribe to a multiple tribe civilization, which would be enough for them to be considered a civilization by people looking back, religious people, because religious people don't look back any further than the Garden of Eden, because they have told everyone, themselves included, that the Garden of Eden is where mankind was created. That is not correct, and we know that now through our sciences. We also are aware that there were five civilizations that came about. These were regional civilizations that came about before the Garden of Eden, which was approximately 6,000 years ago. Now, these civilizations that were raised were also destroyed. We don't know by how, or by whom, rather, or how. We think we know how. Floods. The apparent shifting of the North Pole was enough to get the waters to flow differently, the waters being controlled by the moon, at least the surface tension, enough so that it wiped out the civilizations that were founded on the surface by these different groups of individuals. They were regional. We know that at least one was in India, which has kept some of the history of that civilization. We don't know how extensive it was, but we do know that they got rather far along, but could not break the fourth wall, as we consider it. The fourth wall, when we are talking about a play that is being put on and recorded, is the wall between the audience and the players. And breaking the fourth wall means looking at the audience and including them as if they were members of the play that is going on. Being aware of them and bringing them into it. So we have grown up not breaking that fourth wall either, and that's the problem. We have not looked about us, even though we have many stories, even though we have many, I guess we'll just have to stick with stories, plays where they say that things like all the world's a stage and every person on it's a player. That's Billy that told us that one. But the fact is that we are, the world of man is a stage, and it is for us to learn and grow. But at some point, we have to break that fourth wall and realize that we are doing all this subjectively on the planet. We are not a We are a part of the planet. It is our home. But at the same point, we are allowing ourselves to be ruled by reality. And what do I mean by that? If you listen to the evening news, you will hear every week about storms that are happening and floods and hail, and in other words, weather that we allow to affect us, because we are still a zero-level civilization, which means that we use the things on our planet to create enough energy to make us able to live on the planet. And we have come to pretty much a worldwide civilization. And as far as we can tell, this is the first time, which is kind of understandable, because our God, our developer, told us that this would be our last opportunity. We do not know why. We don't know if it is because the rest of human or the rest of sentience outside our world has become aware of us finally, has found us, is monitoring us, as it would appear from the sightings of UFOs, which they call UAPs now. But it would appear that that is so. And we still have not broken our own fourth wall. We have not included reality in our perceptions. And we need to do that. That is the issue. That is the issue, because whenever we get close to this, our animal nervousness responds. What do I mean by that? We know about a group of animals called lemmings that respond to the amount of available food. And when all that food gets to be eaten and the lemmings are extant and eating more than is available, instead of just allowing themselves to starve and die out, they will send themselves over the cliff to die out as a race, leaving behind breeding samples who will carry on for the race of lemmings. We've noticed this more than one time. It's something we're aware of. We don't really study it as we should, but we're aware of it. Well, humans are in that group of a body of animals that has a spirit that is shared amongst all of the members of that body and is something that we do not pay attention to. We pay attention to what is in front of us, not what is inside of us, until there's a problem that causes us to look inside and say an individual is outside of the boundaries of our native natural spirit and is doing harmful things individually to other members or to our aspect of expectations. And we call that individual crazy. And if they're harmful crazy, we used to put them away from the rest of us so they couldn't harm us until recently, the last, say, 50 years, maybe longer. And when that person was crafty enough not to reveal their craziness, we allowed them to stay within the political body, the physical body of mankind, doing things that were damaging to others, but might provide a way forward for humankind. Something that could be done that would further the leadership aspect, the march towards the future for humans. Such an aspect was the socialist, National Socialist of Germany. We call them Nazis. They were socialists. They decided that they would have a group that would get rid of a major problem that they had, which was the existence of Jews carrying forth the imprimatur of God. They told everyone, yes, we are the chosen ones, and they didn't say what they were chosen for, but we were to assume that they were chosen to be somehow approved of by God, and they were at one point, when they were supposed to carry forth the message to all mankind of what God wanted for humans. God wanted us to develop in such a way that we could see reality and use a reality-based decision-making method. So he gave that information to the Israelites about 3,500 years ago at Mount Horeb. And they were instructed to carry that forth to all nations and be the representatives on earth for God. They said that they would do that. However, a certain group of individuals within them decided to keep that information to themselves. Today, these people call themselves the Jews, and they wanted a group of people within them, their priests, wanted to keep that information for the power they felt it gave them over the other Jews, their people. This did not please God. The fact that they would publish some of what God gave them, they did write it down as instructed, but they did not publish it, and they did not go forth to these other nations and explain to them what it was that God wanted. So God got pissed. And he said, I am removing from you the imprimatur of my messengers. They did not accept that. And he said, he gave them plenty of chances. And he said, well, then you're going to have to go into captivity and be removed from all that I gave you in advance for your compliance, which you agreed to. They tried to ignore God, but of course, you can't really ignore God. And so they were taken into captivity by a power that was not a world power, only a regional power, and Babylonia. And when that power was in turn taken over by a greater regional power, they were released and came back. But their priests never said, we're sorry, we should have done this from the beginning, and passed the information on to their populace and the rest of the world. They felt they got a do-over. But instead of doing what they had been instructed to do by God and agreed to, they continued on in their path. God told them 3,500 years ago that they would be his examples before all mankind, for good or ill, the choice was theirs. They made their choice, they stuck to that choice, and they doubled down on that choice. So once they were removed, once they had been given every opportunity, including a prophet sent to them in their once upon a time, capital city, born unto them. Someone who was called King of the Jews, and he never accepted that, Jesus, he showed them by going back into the temple and learning what it was that God wanted man to have, and came out and lived that, the living example of what God wanted mankind to have, a reality-based decision-making method in addition to the natural animal decision-making method, which was completely subjective. He combined the two and was called the deliverer. People realized that living that way gave them an understanding and a foundation that they had not had when they relied on only subjective human means, which is why he was killed. He was killed by the religious body of Jews. Physically, he was killed by the Roman governor for that area. He was given to them, and they let a thief and murderer go so that they could have a festival where Jesus was killed. And Jesus said, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do, meaning the Romans, who were responding to the religious authority. The religious authority knew what it was doing. They were preserving their power over their people. So the Jewish people have been gaslighted by these priests, this priesthood, the tribe of Levi, for 3,500 years. 2,000 years ago, they were given the opportunity to respond to him. Few did. They wanted to retain their human authority-based and attachments to leadership that they had, which made them feel secure, even though reality kept intruding and showing them they weren't secure. And they did not respond properly to Jeremiah, a prophet sent to them to tell them that they were going to come a cropper of God and they were going to suffer and be given an opportunity to respond to that suffering. And that happened. And Lamentations told them why. Chapter 1, verse 9. said you failed to look to your future. That's why all this is happening. Well, guess what? They continued to fail to look to their future. And all of humanity is following in those same footsteps and failing to look to their future. Now, if you listen to this and you say, no, wait, I am not failing to respond to my future. I am preparing for the future by setting aside, you know, earning money, setting it aside, investing in the future. That's only your money that you're investing so that your body's old age will have fewer problems as your body grows infirm, because you realize that you are only held in this frame of reference by your body. All this is important, but it is not responding to reality. Now, a scientist, Michio Kaku, K-A-K-U, you can look that up, has denoted four civilizational types that we have, that our scientists have been able to establish through the use of energy. Civilization Zero, which is what we are in now, uses the materials at hand to get enough energy to live on the planet as much as they can, but they are totally owned by the reality in which they live. They're completely subject to that. So when there are storms, they cower in fear. They rebuild after the destruction of those storms. Instead of coming to a reality-based decision-making matrix, wherein they reach out and learn how to control the weather. Now, we are capable of doing some of that now and capable of reaching that civilizational hierarchy that he has determined as a first-level civilization, control the weather, control everything on your planet, so that you are capable of going out to other planets and making them colonies, colonizing them and eventually terraforming them. But first, you need to be able to direct yourselves and direct the political and emotional and leadership foundations on your own planet, including overcoming weather and directing weather rather than having weather direct you. All right, so this is something to shoot for. I don't know if Michio's aware of it or not, but this is what the Bible told us we needed to do. I go ahead and look up second and third level. I think that they are interested also, and it will give us something to shoot for once we have attained first level. We are still at zero level. Well, the only way we can attain this is following the instructions and directions God gave Moses 3,500 years ago. Now, they are still being kept in seclusion, hiding, as power for that group. We do not have them directly from God, as mankind received them 3,500 years ago at Mount Horeb. However, enough of the information was published in the Bible, not just the first five books, three of which were ordained by God, and the other two by Levi priests, Genesis, Exodus, and Deuteronomy are done by God for humans. Leviticus and Numbers were done by Levite priests and included for political reasons by Moses. And there is information in there, but it is not from God. It is from humans trying to assume the authority of God. And therein lies lessons also. But the rest of what we consider the Bible, the original Testament, by the prophets coming forth, the songs that were sung, the things that were tracked, and the information given, because some of them were also in contact with God. All this information is important because by living with the knowledge of God and responding to his instructions and directions, whether they were actually written down or not in an area that they could get, they were aware of them. So that response from God to their actions and their actions in response to God gave me enough of an indication of what they were discussing and the attitudes, the perspectives that they had, that I was able to decipher what it was they were responding to, even if it was not clearly written. And I put that together. And that is what I call the reality decision-making matrix, which is what God wanted us to have. Now, I don't know how accurate what it is that I have said or how complete, but I do know that what I have pushed out there, which is use logic to come up with a reason for making a decision, then use reason to manipulate that logic to come up with solutions, perspective solutions, that you then use to choose which ones will benefit the body of man and not just an individual. And that is completely different. Well, not the matrix is different, but not the mechanism that is natural to humans. The mechanism, of course, is completely subjective for humans. We use desire to come up with a rationale for making a decision. Then we use individual perspective to manipulate, using reason, that which we foresee as possible, and then we choose decisions that will elevate the individual or the group that the individual wishes to include over the whole. And this can be damaging to the rest of humanity, but the subjective individual decision-making matrix does not take the whole of humanity into account. So whether the whole of humanity suffers or not is not something that a subjective matrix will take into account. The reality-based objective matrix, however, does. So we need to understand how to use that. And anything that we come up with subjectively needs to be mirrored in the objective, reality-based decision-making matrix. Not only is this good for me, is it good for everyone? Is it something that is sustainable? Is it something that will elevate all boats, if you will? So that is what God wanted us to have. Now, how was I able to come up with this? And I have kind of kept back any association that I might have with the Spirit of God, because while it's important, it is something that is subjective. Do I believe that I have had this? I believe that it's probable, but I don't bank on it. I don't make it a solid decision-making factor. And that is why I look back to say, all right, why now? Why me? And I look back at my life, and I look back at my life in the United States, because I was born here and raised here. And I looked at where we are headed, and I looked back to the founding of our civilization here in the United States, and I discovered, shockingly, a huge amount. Now, I've already related some of this, but our founders came together to write the Declaration of Independence because they saw themselves as Christian children of God, separated from the religions that had taken over Europe and were causing Christians to kill Christians that did not agree with the religion that they had fomented, in abject abhorrence to the Christian ethic. The Christian ethic was, God knows what's best for human. We should follow his instructions and directions. But once the various religions had taken over spreading the word of Christ and the word of God through Christ, they said, we know what is best for Christians. You need to follow our instructions and directions. And the fact that they were humans that were not separated from their animal human desires is something that they did not publish. They did not bring to the fore to look at and say, wait a minute. Maybe our human desires is having an effect on how we spread the word and the people that we oversee. It never came to public attention. They never vetted themselves. And because of that, we have been inundated here in the United States with European ideas and attitudes in that we have layered on to our American foundation, and our union is suffering on account of it. Now, why is that? Our founders created a civilization based on the idea not only that God knew what was best for man, that if man followed God's instructions and directions, he would uphold that civilization and deliver to them the information they needed to become complete, the information that Jesus had and tried to pass on to his followers. Thank goodness for the book of John, because John was Jesus' best friend and tried to pass on what was important to Jesus, whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke just wanted to establish the facts of Jesus' life so that they could not be changed and they could not be amended by stories down the line. And they did that, and we're pleased that they did that. John, which is considered the fourth gospel, tried to tell the rest of the story. This is what Jesus thought was important from all that. Jesus was reacting to the reactions of the people that he met, whereas he had the Spirit of God in the back of his mind and what God wanted for mankind, and in front of him was all of mankind. So his reactions are extremely important as a human with God's backing, if you will, and reacting as a human, not only to humans, but to God. Now, I know that if you're a religious person, you've never had this presented to you in this fashion. And that's because your human religious masters would like to have power over you the way the Levite priests have power over the Jews. This desire for power is built into every human. And because of that, just like the lemmings, we are coming to a part where we are responding more to our animal nature than to our spiritual nature. It's built into our bodies. It's built into how we look at everything. It is behind our eyes, so we do not pay attention to it. And it is a threat to the Union. And somehow I'm going to have to get to this, to the President of the United States, that the reason that people are reacting to him so strongly is because he is trying to be the president that our founders wanted for us, rather than the owner and master that they would like to be for humanity. Whenever human power comes up against something that is founded in God's word, it reacts at a level, an animal level, that is virulent to overcome it. This is what is known as evil. Now, the people that are reacting to him in this fashion, what they have, the wags on Fox News and elsewhere, have responded, have characterized as Trump derangement syndrome, is the natural expression of evil as defined in the Bible. Evil is the spiritual part of the animal nature that wishes to live as an animal subject to the planet that it was evolved on. It fears going out into the universe. It fears what happens if it loses control over the animal, that body that is part of its kingdom. What happens if the spirit actually makes the body respond to it in the way that God told us to overcome all our natural problems? And we see weather as a natural problem, but we don't see our human animal nature as a natural problem, and it is. So we need to not only overcome the weather, but before we do that, we need to overcome our animal ascendant nature. We cannot continue only to be led by our animal nature because of the evil locked into each and every human that is part of the civilization. Now, where in the world did I get that idea? Genesis 8. Yep, it's in the Bible. We were told that every human that is born to another human is infected with the animal desire for control, which was termed as evil. Now, the human concept of evil is something that we respond to in a fashion that is what? Built in to our psyche for good reason. Because it has overcome us. Not only the five civilizations that failed, that we do not know about. The civilization that God established with the birth of Adam and his extension through the line of Israelites, who most of whom became the Jews, but through all humanity, the opportunity to respond belongs to all humanity, but they were to be his example, and they have been. and they have been overcome by their animal natures, which the political aspect of that is evil. And we are suffering at that hand again. Well, guess what? We have an example within our opportunity. We call it the Dark Ages. After Jesus came, after he told everyone what was available to us and was killed for that, after people tried to spread the word that there was an opportunity to respond to God in a way that would provide us with the salvation for the human race, the physical authority that took that up and made a religion of it, the Romans, also disappeared as a power, and various aspects of humanity fought one another to try to rule over one another in an animal fashion and succeeded for a while in certain areas. But the light that was provided to us from the Bible and from the people who spread the word dimmed, shall we say, into a morass where the idea was still available, but there was no power attached to it. And because we were only recognizing human power still, and that human power did become extant based on the idea that they had the knowledge of God. And because of that, Europe rose. Europe became a power through the use of, hey guys, there is a God. He has spoken to us. We are spreading his message. We are his employees here on earth. And people said, oh, what is this? And because human power spread it in a human fashion, it took a while, but they got to just about everybody, certainly everybody in the European area, and created a religion through which they discovered science. It was Christian monks who discovered what God had told in the Bible the same way that I discovered how to use it. They were supported, and they were the only people who were supported through the church, brought the information forward. Science was created and brought us to this, where technology now tends to rule our planet. Well, I see that my time is up for today, so I'm going to sign off with this message, only the foundation of which I've given you. But it is enough to think on, and we will speak again next week. Thank you for your time and attention. This is TA, signing off.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.